Okay, so I hope you do two things today. The first thing is for Adam and for Yosef. So let's do this. This is also technically the first Agadata in Sota. I know there's been a request to give share on the second Agadata in Sota, which is the Basheret one, which I will do. I plan on doing that. I really do. It's such a fun Gemara. It really is. It's awesome. The philosophy is great. What? Yeah, that's part of the discussion. Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. And it was also part of my speech at my engagement party, was I managed to take a mini lumdish share on that sigya and turned it into a drasha. And it was fun because like random Rosh Yeshiva showed up. It was fun. There was one Rosh Yeshiva who I ran into at the airport flying to Toronto. And so it was the first time I'd ever met him, but then he just showed up in my engagement party because like, why not? I heard it was going on. So it was fun. But the first thing I got to say is actually before then, that is the question of the order of Seder Nashim, right? So you're all doing Sota?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing that. Everyone has done the first 10 lines of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, what is the first question of the Gemara, though it is quoted here in the Pnei Moshe?
Why
does Sota what follow Nazir? And the Gemara's answer, because Haroeh Sota Bikilkula Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin. Right, because someone who sees a Sota should realize that the only reason that would happen is alcohol, and therefore should stop drinking alcohol. And rather than just stop drinking alcohol, he should become a Nazir. Right, that is the Gemara's answer. Right? Now, I'm not saying it's wrong. I remember I once talked to Ray Willig about, you know, what he's about as part of my vehemence against alcohol consumption comes from being a Talmud of Ray Willig. And Ray Willig once just said to me, he's like, you don't know how many shilas I've had to deal with of women who went for one drink, got drunk, woke up in bed with a coworker, and then I got to figure out what to do because if you sleep around even once, you're usher to your husband, right? I've seen too much, and it happens, okay? It's really bad. And, you know, I've heard from many rabbanim, those shilas are really bad, okay? And you'd be surprised how often they happen, right? I know it happens even on the USN hotline, where people will call after having committed adultery and ask what to do, right? This happens. It's really not a good situation. And often alcohol is involved. I don't even know what there could be questions about, but yeah, go ahead. Wait, we haven't done anything. That's all I've done. All I've said is about what the Gemara says. Yes, Rami.
Okay, so
yes, I know. In the Gemara, even in the Bavli, it's flipped in the opposite direction. Yes, we're aware. So, this is, yes? Okay, guys. So here's what I want to do first. Adam asked me a while ago, because Adam and Yosef are learning the Yerushalmi Sota. And at some point, they just looked at the Yerushalmi and said, hey, the Yerushalmi has a totally different order of Seder Nashim. And there are different versions in the Mishnah and different versions in the Yerushalmi. The order is all over the place. Yes, I know. So, as some of you know, I've been going through Yerushalmi, you know, all the Seder, since the beginning of basically, well, since we started out Yomi, but basically this is what has kept me sane during Corona, right? It's just, you know, I'll get to the end of Yerushalmi. When I'm finished, it'll all be over, right? I really thought the Corona disaster would be over before I finish Yerushalmi, but it's looking the opposite. And that's not because of how fast I'm doing Yerushalmi, it's because of how long this is going on, okay? But I noticed when I finished Yevamot a few weeks ago that the final comment of the Pnei Moshe, who was one of the main commentaries in Yerushalmi, on the last page, is this question. So he has a mini essay at the end of Yevamot, and then he has like brief comments at the beginning of Ketubot and the beginning of Sota, where he addresses this Bavli Yerushalmi question. And it's not just an order question, right? The point is that if the Bavli has a theological message that comes from the order, then the Yerushalmi must have a different message, and that's why it matters, right? But I don't think this is going to take a whole time. I don't think it's going to be a little sheer, which is why I wanted to do two things. But I want to start with this, because I promised Adam and the others to do it, and the Pnei Moshe really tries to do it. There might be other attempts, but this is at least the most systematic attempt that I found, and, you know, yeah, he just, like, puts it at the end of the Yerushalmi. In case you were wondering what's going on, here is my theory. So let's read it. Amara Tzair. I always love when people start that. It's meant to make you feel inferior, right? I'm writing this when I'm young. Really, I also wrote a parish on all of Yerushalmi when I was still Tzair. That always happens. It's like the Rambam when he says, when I was a Tzair and I wrote parish on Rishayit, it's like, yeah, you finished when you were 25. Like, how inferior do you think that makes the rest of us feel? Which is not as bad as Ravadia's biography sometimes, where it's like, I published my first book when I was 9. It was a parish on Horio. How? How did that happen? Like, what possessed you? That was when, you know, like, you guys are all like, oh, I teach my son Navi and he's 7. Like, Rav Aaron told me he made his own Siyum HaTanach when he was 7. I'm like, sure, that's what I did. I did that too. Great. And then I made a Siyum HaShas when I was 16. It's like, okay, fine. I also did that before I started college. But Pnei Moshe was Tzair when he wrote the Pnei Moshe. He said, Ra'iti lichtov bo ta'am l'seder ha'shas hazeh. I've decided that I have to explain to you the order of the Yerushalmi. Shishina misider ha'bavli mamash b'chol ha'seder hazeh. Right? The entire order is changed. Dinakat sota achar yivamot, because at least in one order, Sota comes after Yevamot, which is, by the way, not in ours. This is in his, which is not in mine, which is very confusing, right? Because in mine, Sota comes much later. But in his, Sota came after Yevamot. Whatever. The Achar Kach Ktubot, and then Ktubot, Unidarim Ditten, V'Hadar Nazir. Right? So for him, it was Yevamot Sota Ktubot Nidarim Gittin Nazir Kiddushin. Okay, which is not the order I have in my Yerushalmi, but it's definitely different than the Bavli. And he says the problem is that the Bavli Rei Sota Kamar Michti Tana Mi Nazir Salik My Tana Detani Sota Kidirebi Detani Rabbi Omar Lama Nismecha Parshat Nazir Parshat Sota Lomer Lachasha Rekol Roa Sota Pikilkul Yazir Asmo Menayayin. Right, the Yerushalmi, the Bavli says, why is Sota after Nazir? Because anyone who sees a Sota Bikul Kula should stop drinking wine. And then the Gemara asks the obvious question, V'litni Sota V'hadir Litni Nazir, right? It's Rami's question, also known as Gemara's question, which is, well, then why isn't it in the other order, which is Sota Nazir? That doesn't explain Nazir Sota. So the Gemara says, Aidi Detana Ktubot V'tana Hamadir Tana Didarim. This is the Bavli's very straightforward, very clearly linear thought process here, which is we talk Ktubot, which ends with a perek that talks about what happens when husbands and wives make nedarim against each other, which reminded us to talk about nedarim. And once we're talking about nedarim, we talk about a specific nedar known as the nedar of nazirut. And once we're talking about nazirut, that reminds us that someone should become a nazir after they see someone in a suit. So that goes in that order, right? That is the Bavli's very, very straight, obviously intuitive organization of shas. Yeah, anyway, but it's a Gemara. I would like to remind you it's a Gemara. Now, the biggest problem the Pnei Moshe is going to point out is where should Nazir have gone? In Kadshim, because it's all about Karbanot. So it doesn't even make sense that it's in this Seder. Forget where it is. It's just in the wrong Seder. It's all about the Karbanot of the Nazir. There's like this much about Nazir and this much about Karban. So it's not even the right Seder of Shas, right? So this is really chaos. Right, this is the problem. So what do you do? So he says, "Umevuar hu demashe herech hashas belishne." That was the Bavli goes through great length. V'hader litni nazir. I did it done. I'm sorry. I did it done. Ktuba v'tani darei latarit akusha mechti tana mi nazir solik v'ayidi done darim lanu v'zayistagi right? He says, right, this is quite a lot to explain his whole thing. Aval ha'ikar hu l'mayt amar reish nazir. Michzi, tani seder, the seder nashim koi. My time atani nazir. Said the real reason is you have to start with this as your starting point, which is, why is this in nashim at all? Right? This is the real question that the Pnei Moshe thinks drives the Yerushalmi. Is that before you ask the Bavli's question, which is why is Arsota and Nazir related, you've got to ask the question, why is Nazir in Nashim at all? Which, I don't know if you ever thought about this fact, right? Look, if I get it. Nedarim, a lot of Nedarim is about promises of husband and wives. I get it. And if Nazir already makes it in to Nashim, so maybe it shouldn't be near Nedarim. But Nazir has nothing to do with marriage at all. Like, not at all. And yet it's in Nashim. That's a problem. And this is a bigger problem, a much bigger order problem than the order. Yeah. Oh, wait. But he said, that's great. If it's... Oh. So here's what he thinks is going on. So he says... Because the Yerushalmi believes that that what guides this is a different drasha, not the connection between Nazir and Sota, but Vahaya im lo timtzachen be'enav ki masa ba ervat davar v'hachi ka'amar mi garam la'avera yayin. Yerushalmi says wine isn't what caused Sota, which is a suffix adultery. Wine is what caused Vadai adultery. And therefore, it should be connected to which Masechet? Gittin. Because what's the last Mishnah in Gittin? In also one of the greatest organizational mysteries in the world. Because, right, Gittin, the first, if I ask you how Gittin should start, right, it should not start the way it does, which is the first... Yes, so that happens on Daf Yud Zayin, okay? The first perek is about what happens if a shliach carries a get from a foreign land and says, b'fanay nechtam, b'fanay nechtam, that it was signed in front of me. The last Mishnah in Gittin is, when are you supposed to get divorced? That is the last Mishnah in Gittin, okay? Which is why when I was in Shir with the Rosenzweig for Gittin, we started at Daf Sadi and then went back to the beginning. Okay. But the last Mishnah, guys, the last Mishnah in Gittin is about when you get divorced. And there's a three-way machloket. What is it? Beit Hillel says, Afilu hichdicha tafshilo, even if she burns your food. Beit Shammai says, only if you find Ervat Davar. Only if she is involved in some sort of promiscuous relationship. And Rabbi Kiva says, Afil Mosacher Noemena. Or even if you find someone more beautiful. But that means that according to Beit Shammai, the only time you can divorce is adultery or maybe some other things which are like akin to adultery. And therefore, in the Yerushalmi, the Nazir problem isn't attached to Sota, which is Suffolk adultery. It's attached to Gittin, which according to Beit Shammai is the only time that can happen is adultery. So the Yerushalmi says, V'ka'amar, kolaroa Sota b'kilkula yazir asma menayayin. When you see a woman who actually was involved in Vavay adultery and got divorced, so then you should stop drinking wine. And why does the Pnei Moshe think that's more reasonable than the drasha and Sota? Because it doesn't even sound like it's the Sota dying as much as the Sota going through the process, right? Where you're not even sure she's guilty. Yes. We'll get there. So he says, because of Tosvos, Tosva said the reason that it can't follow the Sota version. The Aidi did Tani Biktubot Hamadir, Tanan did Darim, Vaidi Tanan did Darim, Dananami Nazir, Ulakashra Mithir Nashim. Why couldn't it say the Bavli? The Yeshlomer Mishim Bilo Mistabrele, Agav Nidarim, Lishvek Laseder Kadshim, Chikulo Karbana, Viroi Nazir, Lishana Natam Tve. Because for that small connection between Sota and Nazir, you're going to pick Nazir out of the right Mesechta, the right state there, in Kadshim, and put it in Nashim?
No, I'd say that's the exact
one second. I'm not saying it's successful. I'm giving you an attempt, okay? I don't know how successful it is. If Nazir and Nidarim are so connected, maybe you should have put Nidarim in Kadshim, because it does have connections to Kadshim also. So Lakach Tarach Lomar Taina did Tana Akra Kai. And that's why in the Yerushalmi, it's not a Svara, it's a Pasuk. Right? Namely, that it's going on Beis Shammai, that there's only one reason that someone would be able to be divorced, and that happens because of wine. Adultery happens because of wine. This is his view of the Yerushalmi. The Im Kain, again, I'm not saying you should be convinced, but I'm giving you an attempt at this. By the Penny Ocean. The Im Kain. Al Karchach Mistabe. Okay, Mistaberle. Chule. That's right. Sarach Ta. It's very small print, so I skipped the line. Again, Sarach Hacha Letaima Da'ididar and Ksubatan in the Daram Gech, Lodiglin in the Daram Agav Nazir Besedar Kachim. So he says, here's the logic. Nidarim couldn't be dragged into Kadshim because of Nazir, because it's too connected to Ketubah. And therefore, Nidarim had to remain in Nashim. But that wouldn't be enough to keep Nazir in. Meaning what you needed was two things. Nidarim had to be conceptually linked to Nashim, and then Nazir logically should either go in Kadshim or be connected to Nidarim. And if I have a link that will keep it to something else in Nashim, so then the combination of its relationship to Nidarim and its thematic connection to part of Nashim will keep it in Nashim. I am with you that this is convoluted, but remember the Bavli started it. I'm just saying. Okay? Yeah, sure. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. And then he says, me lo kra, nakat kra. Sorry. And now let's come back to the order here. Dinir lachora, dilosir le taima, da'idi v'chule, midilo tana nazir bat nidarim, v'lo le taima tana akrakai, midilo nagat nazir v'sota bat da'adadi. It didn't connect it to nidarim. It didn't connect it to sota. V'imkein kasha, my taima tana nazir v'seder nashim. Right? If it's not next to Sota, and it's not next to Nidarim, which in mine it actually is, but in his it apparently wasn't, so what's it doing here? You can't do it going back to the Sukkim, Dimkain, Avela, Midley, Butler, Sota, Nazir, Butler, Nazir, Nidarim, Butler, Nidarim, Ksubos. Because then you should have had Nazir Nidarim Ksubos. So the Yerushalmi throws its hands up in the air and says, I don't know what to tell you. Omnam. Ki daikinan shapir. When you're careful, hadinhu taima de sidura dai tamuda. Here's the logic. That tozos diktiku bin Nazir sham. Al hadika amar tana akrakai. Bikola roe sota bikilkula. Tosos was commented on the drasha. Dilama lo laharech lashon of alomer kola roe sota. Why did the Bavli have to say this whole story? One who sees a sota, right? Tell this whole story. Just say this is the right thing to do. The ma'imyan zelaze. Betersu the ma'i da amar tan akrokai ina rasham lekra dechtiv beparsha. El rasham lomer akrokai dekaza besofa megarish. Seches gitim. What drove you to link was not the fact that Nazir and Sota come next to each other in Nusso, but it was the pasuk from Gittin that teaches you the dangers of wine in the context of marriage. Dichtev ahaya va'ata nicha shapir my nagadu Nazir b'seder nashim the mi garam la'avera yain, because Yerushalmi thinks that's a real drasha, that what caused the sin of Gittin? Wine. Avon Mikolmakam and Kasha, Amaitan and Niziras, Eitzel Sota. But still, you have to know why is it next to an Ayla called Racher Gittin. It should be after Gittin. And Mishim Hachi Kamar, to Cholaroa Sota Bikil Kula Yazir, to teach you that anyone who sees a Sota should become a Nazir. Vigam Zavera. But if that was all it is, it should be Sota, then Nazir. Right? The Bavli's logic, according to him, is Ksubos is connected to Nidarim. Nidarim links in Nazir, and then Nazir and Sota are connected, even though in the opposite order. But it's continuing on a theme that started with Ksubos. That's the Bavli's logic. Fine. In the Bavli, we don't put Nazir after Gittin, because you might have thought that the Musar of becoming a Nazir was only for someone who actually committed saw someone who committed adultery. The Chiddush of the whole Bavli, according to Bei Moshe, is that even if you saw a Sota Safek, that's enough to motivate you to avoid alcohol. Right? According to him, this is the entire theological message that drove Nazir to be where it is in the Bavli. It's to connect it to Sota and not Gittin, to teach you that even Safek Sota, you should avoid alcohol. And then he says, but when you only see a sota where you're making her disgusting, meaning she's still a suffix, vafil the suffix os in gahu, vamishitim to tahora. Achakakor nivlota, the machmad the in mutter lahadar asmum in nazir. The helkakamar begam zelvira. You might have thought that if it turns out she's innocent, that shouldn't motivate you to be a nazir. That even though we don't like Nidarim, it's enough that you saw a Sota in the suffix Sota stage to motivate you and allow you to take a unnecessary Niziros. Because at the end of the day, even the Sota suffix was did stira. And so for the Pnei Moshe, the big chiddush that really justified everything was Ksubos to Nidarim, Nidarim to Nazir, Nazir to Sota, but it all came to teach you a message, and it wasn't the message you thought. It was that the message of Nazir isn't connected to Gittin, it's connected to Sota, to teach you that wine doesn't only lead to adultery, sometimes it leads to other promiscuity, like stira, that leads someone into a suffix sota. And recognizing even that is enough to make it a moral, religious, legitimate act to become another. Let me at least get through this and I'll take questions. That's the Bavli, according to him. It's a bit convoluted, but that's the message he boils it down to. V'haishas lo sfir le'achi. And he said, if that's the case, that's the machloket, according to him, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Eladavka machman avera vaday mutter lahazir atzmo. Avo lo machar riyat nivol. Levad, the Yerushalmi doesn't believe this. It thinks that it's a problem to become a Nazir. And remember, you're going to ask me, what's the problem to become a Nazir? It's a machloket in the Gemara. Is it a mitzvah or an avera to become a Nazir? Right? It's not obvious you're allowed to become a Nazir because, right, it's all on why you bring a chatas, because you're preventing yourself from enjoying this world, which the Gemara thinks is a problem. And therefore, he thinks that Yerushalmi has a higher standard and won't want you to become a Nazir unless you actually witness someone who had to get divorced because of actual adultery, not promiscuity, stira, that might or might not have actually ended up in adultery. And therefore, he says, that's the big machlokes. V'helkach, lididei lo nagadatana Nazir v'sota v'adadi, ela Nazir batar gittin. It's after gittin. V'tana akra'a kai dechta b'sava megarish kai kifera dozo v'lokas emir shamalei da bavli. V'tayma demil da'i tamunda l'shitatei azil, yun lefrusha b'shili gittin, B'tziyata d'shmai gishom mikomo. It's really not. He time the id v'id tani k'tubo tani nidarim avalok d'masik abavli b'shum the time of the el d'nazir but they're getting dafka. The kadi initial on levar my time and nakat so the b'di yavamos. But he said if that's the case, why in his Yerushalmi was so to after yavamot and not after getting? Good question. V'nir l'shitate, he said there's a technicality. In the end of the day, technicality, and that is that what is one of the last figures in yavamot? The question of whether a sota can perform yibum, and the end of Yavamo tells you that a sota cannot. He's petura of minachalitza, and therefore vada even all the tumak tiv b'karayis ukarav b'bavli nami reish Yavamo, etc. And that's what he thinks. That's how he explains his order. Is that compelling to anyone? Out of curiosity, is that compelling to anyone? I don't know. But that's his theory, right? He thinks at the end of the day that there's a moral lesson here in which you order and a halachic difference. I don't know if I'm convinced, but at least it was an attempt. Yes, Adam.
But now he's going with it was about really assuming he didn't end up all those connections against
him. Correct. And therefore he thinks at the end of the day it boils down, to machloket for him of whether the real problem here is sota, meaning sota suffake, or the problem is gittin, which he thinks comes down to what really justifies this avoidance of wine. Now, the real problem for me is that, I mean, this is a nice attempt, but it's A, convoluted, B, it doesn't fit even the order we have. Yes. Yes. So I don't know if it works, but I said we would attempt, and I don't know if it works. Yes, I know there's a different order. We've been through this 5 times. Yes, I know. I don't have an explanation for it all. I don't. I gave you 1 attempt. I don't know. Okay?